give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Myself away so you can use me. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Chapel this morning is about cross-cultural learning. And as you all know, this week has been International Education Week. We had this lovely song about surrender. And I think that it's very important to learn about other cultures, to be able to surrender. Our points of view, our perspective, to then be able to hear clearly that perspective of other people. And so this chapel will be focused on that surrender and learning to surrender both to each other as we learn from one another and also surrendering to God.
Surrender to God. We've heard this term, but what does it mean? Surrender is not a word associated with positive actions. After all, surrender in the name of the law usually means trouble for someone. And we know that when one side surrenders to another in battle, it's a sign they've given up any hope for victory. If we surrender to God, what are we giving up? Does it mean, as it does for the enemy in battle, to give up on victories in our lives? Is God holding a gun to our heads and forcing us to give him everything we have, like a bandit or mugger might do? To be sure, there are those who are willing to portray God in that way, especially where self-gain is involved. But when we come to know the true character and nature of God, we quickly discover how false that image is. Surrender means to yield ownership, to relinquish control over what we consider ours, our property, our time, our rights. When we surrender to God, we are simply acknowledging that what we own actually belongs to him. He is the giver of all good things. We are responsible to care for what God has given us, as stewards of his property, but by surrendering to God, we admit that he is ultimately in control of everything, including our present circumstances. Surrendering to God helps us to let go of whatever has been holding us back from God's best for our lives. By surrendering to God, we let go of whatever has kept us from wanting God's way first.
Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, family, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Worship is not just singing songs of praise. That is only one component of worship. Worship includes offering ourselves. It's only when we put someone at the highest place of our lives that we can offer ourselves. It's not easy to offer our time, our money, or anything else. But to offer ourselves is even more difficult. It is telling God, you can do with me whatever you want because I trust you and that you have the best in mind for me. When we surrender ourselves to God, he can use us for his great purposes. Mary, the mother of Jesus, had to surrender herself to God before God could use her to be a vessel to bring forth Jesus into this world. Luke 1:38. I am the Lord's servant, said Mary. May it happen to me as you have said. And the angel left her. The Apostle Paul also surrendered to God totally, and as a result, God did a marvelous work in his life. Galatians 2:20. So that it's no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. This life that I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. Luke 22:42, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, Yet not my will, but yours be done, said Jesus. When we pray, we insist that God fulfill our prayer in exactly the way we want, or do we ask God to fulfill it only if it's his will? Many of us have an idea of what we would like to accomplish in life. That's kind of why we're here. Let's learn to surrender our dreams to God. Present those dreams to God, but ask God to only fulfill the dreams that are in accordance to his will.
A prayer of surrender is simply a point early each day when you give your day and self over to God. It could be as simple as, today, this is your day. Today, I am yours. May your spirit lead, guide, and prompt me throughout my day. I surrender my life to you. A longer prayer could be something like, Jesus, I am a humble, lowly servant. Take me, all of me. Add anything, take anything away. At any cost, with any price. Make me yours completely, wholly. May I not be remembered for the way I wear my hair, or the shape of my face, or the people I know, or the crowds I've addressed. May I be known for loving you, for building bridges to the hurt and the broken and lost in the world. Make me what you would be if you lived in person where I do. May everything accomplished through my simple life bring honor and glory to you. Take my human flaws and failures and use them to remind those who know me that only you are God, and I will always just be me. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I get you all to stand back up again? We're going to sing number 306, 306, In Christ There Is No East or West.
In Christ there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. In His shall true hearts everywhere their high communion find. His service is our golden core, close binding human mind. Join hands and people of the faith, whatever your race may be. All children of the living God are surely kin to me. In Christ shall we both east and west, in Him meet south and north. All Christ's souls are one in Him throughout the whole wide earth.
Now if you please turn to number 420, 420.
Heart with loving heart united, let to know God's holy will. Let His love in us ignite, more and more our spirits fill. He the head, we are His members, we reflect the light He gives. He the
God, we thank You for the opportunity to celebrate across cultures and for You to be the cornerstone, Christ. God, for Your love to be the center to which we surrender. Thank You for this transforming love, for Your presence in our lives and in our community, individually and across cultures. We're grateful. Amen.